Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. We're talking about killer cramps. Now, when you get those killer cramps, don't just sit there and ignore them. They could be endometriosis, and this is a serious condition. Ladies, listen up out there in her radio land. So we have an expert, a very special and unique physician who's going to help us understand all things A to Z about endometriosis and those killer cramps, Dr. Tamir Sekin. Am I saying that right, Tamir?
That's good about. That's fine.
Is it close enough? I'm always
close.
Messing these things. Okay, well, you say it. You say it right.
It's Tamir Sekin.
Sekin. Okay, fine. Now I gotcha. All right. So Dr. Sekin is a board-certified gynecologist and laparoscopic surgeon in private practice in New York City. He founded the Endometriosis Foundation of America, the first research and advocacy foundation of its kind. This is wonderful, and we're so happy about your work here. Your website is Dr. Sekin, that's Sekin.com. We want to get right to it here. Endometriosis, tell us what it is.
Endometriosis is a disease that affects women who have periods. It is associated with significant pain during periods. That also is, though, has some other symptoms from adjacent organs. So that is painful periods, painful bowel movements, nausea, gastrointestinal system significant. So endometriosis is when the period material leaks backwards and implants other surfaces in the body and causes scar tissue, inflammation. So it's a disease of inflammation, really. Not just pain, but general feeling of inflammation that gives us fatigue, discomfort,
Dr. Sekin,
not feeling well.
Tell us why you call it a silent epidemic.
Silent epidemic, because it does involve 1 out of 10 women, if not more, because there's also infertility groups that we really have no idea. They never know they have endometriosis. Many of the disease symptoms are not recognized well into late 20s, early 30s. And it is considered to be normal to have painful periods. But when this normalness are injected to kids' mind when it is painful period, they live with it. They say, well, it is normal. Mother had it and stuff. But it is a silent disease because nobody knows about it. I mean, breast cancer is 1 out of 8. Endometriosis is almost there. 1 out of 10, even more. So everybody knows about breast cancer. Breasts are, I guess, okay to talk. But when it is a period, a little bit privacy, the private parts of the body, people don't talk about it, even doctors.
I find that fascinating. As a physician, you know, and also as a woman, it's easier for me, you know, to have those conversations. And you as an expert in gynecologist, of course, it's right up your alley. But, you know, you're absolutely right. I was thinking about that, you know, with the Angelina Jolie revelations about breast cancer and everyone's, you know, talking about race for the cure and they're wearing pink and all the rest. And then meanwhile, you know, and I know that so many women are suffering out there and don't even know it. So how do they get diagnosed? I come into your office and I say, you know, I'm having killer periods and pain and discomfort and help me. So what do they have to do to get diagnosed?
Well, first you are diagnosed 90% already. You are among those that intelligent woman who kind of came to the gynecologist saying that, look, I have something wrong and I think what it is. So the absolute diagnosis is really confirmed by looking inside and seeing it. But experienced doctor in the office many times above 90% can say this is endometriosis. And when we look inside, we confirm, we recognize it, but it is finally confirmed under microscope. It has to be looked inside and recognized as under the microscope with glands and stroma be there, because every pathology needs a pathological diagnosis. So,
well, when you say look inside, what do you mean by that? Tell a woman out there in her radio, what is she going to have? Something per vagina? Are they going to have a scope there?
First of all, in the office, we do endovaginal sonogram, part of our exam. We have an idea where there's cyst or tenderness there. If they are tender when during exam and the uterus is extremely tender when you move around, you have a clear understanding there is some scarring inside. Then looking inside really means that looking through the belly button with a telescope, unfortunately. And we see everything then. Ovaries, tubes, the bowels, the ligaments. There's nothing that is going to escape our view there. So that is with a telescope, with a very small 3 to 5 millimeter camera, we go in. And we blow things up on an HD monitor. We see everything.
Okay, now, I'm diagnosed now with endometriosis. I'm your patient. What's the treatment? How do you treat endometriosis?
Well, this is where the tricky part is. So endometriosis has to be treated when it is diagnosed because women cannot have many times looking inside. In other words, looking inside and seeing them is not the treatment. So the lesions have to be removed. The inflammation tissue together with the visible, it looks like chocolate and raspberry, blueberry stuff looking like little pimples inside. So every month those areas become like little focuses. So they need to be recognized and removed completely, not. See, this is another important thing. Not just burned with electrical surgery or laser. They need to be removed. That's the treatment, which we call excision surgery. This is where the trick of endometriosis treatment lies, because if people do not get excision surgery, their likelihood of coming back for another surgery is very, very high, because it's like tip of the iceberg. You don't want to treat the tip. You need to get the whole disease portion out. And many women exceptionally do well.
I have a question for you. So if a woman has endometriosis that's untreated and she's been having the killer cramps and then she gets pregnant, does that affect the ultimate endometriosis experience?
Well, it is a very good question. So during pregnancy, pregnancy basically suppresses endometriosis symptoms, but it's not a treatment. After the baby is born, the symptoms immediately come back. It's important to note that endometriosis infertility is not caused by directly endometriosis, but endometriosis is associated with infertility because many patients who are having difficulty to get pregnant, many of them, more than 50, has endometriosis. But with today's technology or other ways, this can be bypassed. However, pregnancy does not treat endometriosis. Many endometriosis patients do not get many pregnancies. They get one if they're lucky, and maybe two. That's it. They don't get four pregnancies. So it is one of the main reasons of infertility.
Okay. Now, a quick one. So at what age, on average, does endometriosis actually start showing up in women? Is it the teen years? Is it the young adult years? When is it?
70 to 80% of the time, the symptoms of endometriosis starts during first period years. That's menarche, you know, around 11 and 13.
And I see.
If you ask four endometriosis patients, when did your period pain start? It started from the get-go, they say. 3 out of 4.
I see. Oh, my gosh. This has been absolutely fabulous. So now you understand A to Z about endometriosis. Don't be sitting there in pain with your killer cramps, for crying out loud. You've got to get in to your gynecologist, have a conversation, and a full diagnosis. Dr. Sexton, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.